As we go deeper into the subject of self-consciousness on the level of me, we need to separate the faculty of self-reference from self-imaging. Self-reference is the essence of ego. Self-image is its expression, its further development. The ability to create self-image, again in itself, is positive. It is required for our orientation in reality. Even in case of more evolved animals, this faculty already exists. It is only when it becomes excessive it as if turns against us. It is as if we're imprisoned in this faculty. Self-image can be positive, negative, or neutral. Many of the tendencies that we consider negative, like arrogance, or its opposite, self-depreciation, self-judgment, they come from the misuse of the faculty to create self-image. In this retreat, we will not go deeper into this matter. Perhaps in the future, it is important. Identification, excessive identification with self-image is coming from incorrect relationship with our true self, with the inability to see our real value, or simply from the lack of love towards our true self. When there is no love, when there is no sense of meaningfulness, a true worthiness based on our light, we seek for substitute, which is looking for confirmation of our value through creating self-images. Trying to create self-image that is positive, or seeking for confirmation from others because we are uncertain of our value. That faculty of creating self-image will never be truly positive, constructive, unless we gain a deeper perspective of who we are, until our relationship with our light becomes truly mature. Some of you, when you experience difficulties or when you regress, you begin to create self-judgment, self-negativity, instead of looking at yourself with compassion and love and forgiveness and wisdom. You are wasting energy. Self-judgment is not helping you in any way. You can objectively verify that you have regressed, and then come back to your inner work in a constructive way. Adding negativity to regression creates more regression. Person who is full of himself, filled with his light, does not need a self-image. Self-image, abiding upon self-image, is for cripples. Putting self-image aside, a deeper, more challenging more essential matter to transcend is self-reference. Self-reference is more primal than self-image. There is no image in self-reference. And it is mostly emotionally neutral. The ability to create self-reference is positive. It is being trapped in this ability that is negative. When we ring a bell signalizing beginning or the end of meditation, that is the right function of this bell. But if we be banging it all the time, that would be the misuse of that instrument. Same with self-reference. It is like constant ringing of the bell, cannot stop, moment to moment recreating itself, superimposing itself on our pure nature. And the problem is that even if we do have access to our light, if we can firmly abide in the state beyond the mind, the self-reference is not stopping, is not going away. It's so subtle, so tricky, that you may not notice it even. It's so inherent, so much part of who you are, or who you have been. Unless self-reference is dissolved, separated from our identity, so it can return to what it's supposed to be, just a function we use from time to time, not a constant condition. Unless we go beyond self-reference, we can never experience true freedom from the false me, from the relative me. There are many barriers to the state of freedom. Transcending self-reference is one of the fundamental barriers that one has to cross over. The deeper our roots are anchored in the realm of I am, and the more we embody our pure me, the more force we possess to transform and transcend self-reference. But we cannot succeed unless that very one who is creating self-reference will agree to surrender. As you abide inside, letting go into your fundamental nature, embodying your true self, simultaneously, gently become aware of that part in you which is creating self-reference. And the moment you register it, simultaneously letting go of it, surrendering, in each moment that this self-reference, as if snaps, gets broken through surrender, you are entering a space where you do not know who you are. There is no one to identify it. To understand it based on your past, it is new and it is unknown. Self-reference is a mechanism of security, of orientation. That's why it is the quintessence of ego. Each moment it is surrendered. You are entering the space of egolessness, the unknown. But the problem is that immediately there's a next self-reference, and then next self-reference, constantly, and you are constantly surrendering it. Opening this space. Freeing your mind from that compulsion, from that addiction. To embody your true self is to remember who you are. To surrender self-reference is to forget who you are. And to be that which remains. Is to remember again who you are from the place of having.